Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber in Symphony Park in downtown Las Vegas, the mayor of Las Vegas joins us, the Honorable Carolyn Goodman, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber here in Symphony Park in downtown Las Vegas, and we are thrilled as our first guest to have the Honorable Carolyn Goodman, Mayor of Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Well, it is so good to see you in person, and I'm proud of your new sneakers, which I always admire.
Brand new for you today.
Thank you.
So let's start out on a serious note. Both Reno and Las Vegas have a homeless problem, and it's been very obvious for a long time, especially here in Las Vegas, for folks that drive out to Four Master Lane in that region. People are out on the street. There's been a lot of work done over the last few years to try and help these folks. You've put together plans to raise another $20 million to go towards this. What do you think is the resolution? Because for so many people, when you look at the homeless situation, you want to help, but at the same time, you don't want to attract more people coming who are going to take advantage of those services that don't necessarily need them.
Well, it's actually an answer I could give you. It would take us through the day. You know, when my husband was mayor from 99 to 2011, he opened up city council, brought in all the social services, and said, anybody who'd like some help, we can do that for you. And there were no takers. And so I think what's happened now is we've been able to understand what and who the population is. Comprised of course, our veterans. We've been very successful in helping our veterans through Arnie Stock and Veterans Village, through all the support we're getting in the private sector as well. Many of our hotels and investors and partners have been stepping to the plate, helping fund veteran reentry into life and everything that's wonderful. There's another element, of course, the element of those who have mental challenges. And years ago, we used to have sanitariums and places where people with mental illness could get help, get medication, get analysis, and have continuing contact. And then there's another portion of that, of course, which is now integrated back into the community from our foreclosures. People who, we were number one in foreclosures in the country. And so we had those people part of the homeless community. But fortunately, now with the economy coming back, almost everybody either has a job and a place and can have a life of integrity and meaning. The last portion, of course, of the drug alcohol addicted, or those who are just chronic, I love not having to have anybody on me. I can just live out there. And so that's the population right now that we are addressing because of the climate. As you know, the Southwest is a fabulous climate for somebody who wants to live in the outdoors. It's unlike what is happening right now with storms going across the country, with the floods, the hurricanes, everything. There's so many issues. So homeless people tend to congregate in the Southwest. But back about 4 years ago, as I was meeting with staff, I said, this one piece of the homeless population, everybody wants to be safe, even those who are chronically addicted to alcohol and drug abuse, they want to be safe. They do want to have porta potties. They do want to have some of the elements of stability. And why don't we just see if we can get an area where they can come? And this is going back four or five years ago. And at that time, under Steve Harsin and management of the city, they started to explore where is it being done? Are they doing anything of any great significance in the country? And of course, over the past couple of years, we've had city staff go to both Phoenix and San Antonio to see what they're doing because they seem to be implementing change.
For example?
Well, they have, first of all, they have a partnership. The private partnership's been enormous in both those two areas, building buildings and getting involved. But as you well know from anything, you can build a building, it's the operational costs, the ongoing operational costs that must be first and foremost. And so these two areas have great support. They've had, I would say, hundreds of millions being contributed, as well as government participation. But when we look at Las Vegas and our area, what we're trying to do here is set a model, and then that can be replicated by the unincorporated Clark County, Henderson, North Las Vegas, wherever there are homeless issues. And I think we're well on the way. We have an area called the Courtyard that's being developed, somewhat modeled after the San Antonio philosophy and plan. And that's down on Four Master between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main. And we will have, but right now we do have the showers and we have the porta potties and we have mats and we have 24/7 law enforcement coverage. Our marshals are doing a great job. And those who are using, they can bring in, as I understand, and this is something that's in continual flux. They can't sell or buy or exchange, but if they come in inebriated or into some drug state, they can be there and be safe. And our hope is that word will spread from one homeless to another because it is so much of an issue for our businesses throughout the city. It's not only in Las Vegas proper. Right. It's all the way down the Southwest. It's up in Henderson. It's everywhere. It's on the Strip.
And we're seeing it in downtown Reno, where the homeless population was for many years. Now, as redevelopment is occurring, you're starting to see those homeless spreading out across areas that they were never there before.
Well, and if you've been up to San Francisco recently, it is tragic. I mean, for people to want to walk around, feel safe, and to be in a healthy environment. And so because of the issues up in the northern part of California, they are naturally coming over to where there might be food and places to put their bag and their belongings. And there are a whole lot of issues there. I mean, it's really about how do people get to this stage? Why are they? I mean, there's so many pieces to understand who and what the people are and why they've gotten into this.
So I think a big part is that most people in this country are one paycheck away from being out of a home, that they have less than $600 in savings. I mean, in such a rich country, that's tragic.
Well, and it goes back to, in my opinion, and being a sociologist and anthropologist by education and counseling background, To me, it's all about the what's happened to the family structure and how parents, really younger parents especially, don't know how to parent. And so they have children that grow up and now can contact each other just automatically on the cell phone and play games and are sedentary. Parents don't know what they're doing. And then we have that other element that we aren't educating our children. We are not educating the children. We need to fix the public school system and that to give everybody the tools to have an opportunity in life for a job. And
right,
those two things.
I know that this is a very important topic to you, and I have questions for you about this.
But it goes to the homeless as well.
Yes, it does.
And the drug addiction. It starts right there.
So let's take a break. We'll make some money. Okay. We can donate some,
okay.
And then we'll come right
Good.
Back. We'll be right back after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Honorable Carolyn Goodman. She is the mayor of Las Vegas. We were talking about the homeless and how that ties into education. During the race for governor, both candidates talked about wanting to put $500 million into education. My first question is, A, do you believe that that's enough? And B, where are they going to find $500 million in a budget that doesn't look like it can contain that?
You know, there's so many parts to that as well. It all starts, first of all, in the family, in the home. That's where it begins. But in the school systems, we need great teachers in every single classroom. And for the modest amount of tuition dollars, especially in Clark County, that are allocated per pupil, $5,700, you probably can't get a babysitter for that amount. Now, we're trying to attract and retain the best teachers in the country. There's no way. Every student probably needs about $10,000 allocated. And I'm not talking about the children in the inner city or the forgotten children, as I talk about them, that are food deprived, clothing deprived, probably housing deprived. So the issue isn't throwing more money, and I have to give you a fact. In 1996, out of the pie of room tax, there was not one penny allocated to education out of the room tax pie that's distributed statewide from Southern Nevada's room tax and probably some from Reno. Last year, 39 cents of every single dollar was allocated to education. So we've been throwing money there to keep up with the building in the capital area, but buildings don't teach, buses don't teach, people teach, programs teach, curriculum teaches. And so the whole system needs to be revamped, looked at, and fixed. This is a community that is a very wealthy community in the state, but we've just been throwing money. So $500 million doesn't matter. We have a general fund in the state, and you put more money in the general fund, you would think that money then would the $500 million, if that came to be, would be allocated to education. No, it doesn't. It stays in the general fund, and those pieces now, because we've been able to reach this level, are siphoned off to support other things. So nothing ever changes to get the money to the student in the classroom. Look at marijuana, the tax there that was promised to education. And there's a variety of tuition dollars. It's not steady across this state. Most of the money, probably 80% of the money, comes from Southern Nevada. We don't get 80% of the dollars for our children's education. And it really is all about the human being. You know that. And it's so important, but it needs to be looked at. I started a school back in 1984 to say, I can see we're not going to get anywhere here. Let me show you how it's done. And it could be for special needs children. It could be for single-sex schooling. It could be any mission or purpose that you want to create this for. I happen to take for academically ambitious and talented children, but mostly the ambitious ones, and to give them the opportunity. And for 26 years, we put out the most incredible young people who today are all coming back to this state, for I would say, and are doing such wonderful things, whether it's just in the social services, or in education, or in business, or in government affairs, in medicine, in the law. I mean, I could just tell you, it's been so incredible when you sit down and look at what is education about. It's about what the skills, the learning, the curriculum, and the teachers.
All right, so have you talked to Governor-elect Sisolak about this?
Well, while he was in the process, I've been talking about this for over 40 years.
Right.
I mean, 1984 was a big year for me, but had been involved in education in Nevada since the 60s when there were less than 100,000 people here. And this is a place where the second language is Spanish. You start everything early. We talked about in the 80s bringing computers into the classroom, all the things that any parent would want for their child. So, and there are different elements. We have great teachers and we have some great programs, but it's not pervasive for everybody. And that's what I want to see. I really believe we have so many young children who are just sort of throwaway children because their parent is maybe a single parent who's having to work two jobs to feed the child and can't be there to be supportive and involved. So the child, who is now able to somehow get a cell phone and talk with everybody, gets in with the wrong people, and then they end up with the problems they end up with and never get a chance to have the opportunity in life to have the Nevada newsmakers. And this all comes from education. You know that.
Do you see any resolution in the near future?
You know, I think it's just, I hope that Governor Sisolak, he's not an educator, and he's a fine man, and he's very focused on results. And I hope he gets the right people around him and doesn't recycle the mediocrity that's been here for 40 years in education. This state has a lot to learn.
All right, let's take a break. More with Carolyn Goodman when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. And I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Honorable Carolyn Goodman. She is the mayor of Las Vegas. So we have plenty of things to talk about here in the last segment. I did want to start out, because I didn't want this to go by. What was your thoughts of the series that the Las Vegas Review-Journal has been doing on Rossi Rollincotter and the Las Vegas Convention Authority? It seems that after 40 years of service, the alleged crimes do not rate the coverage that should be heaped upon somebody for all he has accomplished.
Well, the first thing is, unless you were there and you know what went on, I have no idea I wasn't there. I've had many conversations with Rossi. He has never gone into that because at the time it was all under the, what was going on the news. I've known him probably for a good 40 years. He's an absolutely phenomenal man who really has brought this entire state to a level of recognition around the world. Everybody knows the name Las Vegas. And a lot of that has to do with the convention and tourism business. That's what we thrive on. That's our bread and butter. We can try and diversify our economy, but this is the heartbeat. Now, here's a man who's known, as I said, worldwide by all ministers of tourism, has been leading this country so phenomenally. And, when I think of what he has done and having traveled with him, when my husband and I traveled to London a couple of times to World Market and other places, you work. This is not a game where you get up, socialize, and have a wonderful time. You're out selling Nevada. You work very, very hard. And long flights to get there, and after maybe 45, 50, it's nice to be in a business class, not squat, and especially where the planes are today. But I really felt Rossi, my hope was, and I gave a lengthy commentary at the LVCVA, which I have been a member of and on the directorship, my first term, 4 years, and then took a year and a half off to free up the space and have been back on. He really has such a reputation. He understands business. He understands tourism and the convention business, which spreads out so far, and which conventions we need to bring in here that he managed to get CES. What happened was, and Sheldon Adelson forever has really had a thorn in his side about the convention center. He'll admit to that. And when he bought the RJ, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, they're going to find something. You dig far enough with anybody. And so I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I can't judge that piece of the plane tickets. I just know when you're in a competitive field, you host somebody. If I were trying to get your business and you were Sears Roebuck and you were chairman of the board, you better believe it. I'm going to take you out for the finest dinners you've ever had. I may even, when you mentioned that you sure would like to see some show or have a front row seat at the Golden Knights, I would make sure you had that. And that does get written off to the cost of doing business. The public doesn't understand it in a general sense if they're new to town. And so what he's done, he's built this incredible program. We have a wonderful new CEO president, Steve Hill, who I said, in 3 or 4 years, you'll be absolutely fabulous for this, but you need to walk with Rossi for the next 3-4 years. Let him introduce you as my successor or my partner, and so this can be a smooth ride. Everything in Nevada is changing. As you know, we've got a new governor. We have a new president of the Clark County School District. We have a superintendent. We have a new head of CSN. We will now have a new head of the LVCVA. We're looking for a president of Las Vegas, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Everything's in turmoil at this point. So stability and keeping Rossi at the forefront, to me, is important. Now, I mean, I'm not a judge, nor was I there, nor has he said to me, but I know about doing business.
We have about a minute left. I wanted to ask you about Derek Stevens, the owner of the D, building the 777 downtown. You couldn't have invented Derek Stevens if you'd wanted to.
Oh, yes, we would try to do that. And I must say, that's a 40-story. It's the first building and the first hotel, I think, since 1980. We know the Boyd Group's now going ahead with a 20-story hotel addition. And then we have CIM putting up over the Porte Cochere. I mean, we are just so hot downtown. But what this man and his brother, Greg, have done, they're from Detroit, of course, they love Detroit, and that's why the D, but to see the things that he's done and how he's opened up the downtown entertainment field there where we've all gone to watch when the Golden Knights are out of town, and he's so generous, he's so involved, he loves the downtown area. And, you know, it's been 4 years in a row that the greatest percentage increase every year in gaming has been in the downtown area. A lot of it, the Plaza, the El Cortez, all of these hotels working so hard to be what was old Vegas. You come in and to get a deal, have a great time, have a great meal, and be able to move. We have our wonderful free loop down here, so we can go from the premium outlets to downtown to the wonderful Smith Center, of course, and our World Market. There's so much going on, and of course, we have the new Las Vegas University, Nevada Las Vegas Medical District.
I got time for a yes or no. Are you going to run again?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just ordered my new chips that I get one more term, 4 years. I hope everybody will support me. I love this community, and I am not a politician. I'm a registered nonpartisan and just love this community and just love being with people like you. You make my day so happy to have an opportunity without being criticized to tell the truth.
Well, if you do something wrong, we'll be here to criticize, but
I'll be quiet.
So far, you've been doing just fine. Mary Goodman, thank you so much
for
always doing the show
me.
And always our best to Oscar.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge or watch us on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.